From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Last night, the series Transparent picked up 2 Golden Globe Awards. Transparent is produced by Amazon, and it's distributed through Amazon's Prime subscription service. It's about a father who comes out as transgender to his kids. So we're curious what a prestigious award like this means for the future of Amazon's entertainment aspirations. And to help answer that question, Todd Bishop joins me. He's the co-founder and editor of GeekWire. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
This show, it's not a TV show, it's a show, got a lot of critical praise before the Golden Globes. And I wonder what you think the win of this national award means when it comes to Amazon's ideas in the pipeline.
Absolutely. This marks the arrival of Amazon Studios in the public consciousness. Before, Amazon Prime for many people is associated primarily with free 2-day shipping.
Right.
And that's probably the biggest challenge that Jeff Bezos and Amazon face, is that their subscription service is very broad. And in fact, there was a study that came out this morning saying that fewer than 40% of Amazon Prime members have actually seen Transparent. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you've got a hidden gem waiting there for you to discover. And it speaks to the fact that Amazon is not associated with video in the same way that other services like HBO and Netflix are. So this is their opportunity now to make their mark in that way.
And be recognized with millions of people watching. Amazon also has a publishing arm, Thomas & Mercer, and this, not just ebooks. I've gotten them. Books made out of paper. So I was curious if the aura of a Golden Globe Award spills over to other endeavors.
Potentially, it does really mark Amazon's arrival as a content producer in general. Now, they obviously have a much greater association with books in general than they do with videos. So they have a lot of headway that they've already made in that area in particular. But this really is them trying to become much more than just a pure e-commerce company. And this was a milestone last night at the Golden Globe Awards.
GeekWire's Todd Bishop is talking tech with us today. Let's jump from Amazon, congratulations to Amazon, by the way, to the Consumer Electronics Show, which was held in Las Vegas last week. You were down there. And
Yes.
I'm curious because I understand there's a new trend in television sets.
That's right. And this is something we saw emerge a little bit last year. It really is becoming much more prominent this year, and that is curved television screens.
What's so great about a curved television screen?
So in my view, personally, not that much. The pitch from a lot of these large television manufacturers is that it makes the experience more immersive,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it so that when you're sitting there watching it, you can actually feel like you're in some ways surrounded by the screen. Now, the curve is actually not that great. You only really notice it, from what I've seen, when the screen is large, like 80 inches or above. What I do like, however, are the curved computer monitors.
Okay, why?
Because you're closer to the screens, and so the effect is actually much greater, and you can feel like you've got this sort of air traffic controller dashboard, especially if you connect multiple curved monitors to each other, so they essentially can wrap around you.
How much does that cost?
Well, they start in the ballpark of $1,200 each for a 32-inch curved computer monitor.
Just the monitor?
Just the monitor.
None of the guts, just...
Well, just essentially, just like you would buy a regular monitor off the shelf, it's about $1,200.
So am I going to start seeing curved cell phones?
Yes. In fact, we've already started to see them. There was one last week called the LG Flex 2, and that is a curved smartphone. And unlike the iPhone 6 Plus, you can actually bend this just a little bit, so it is actually a flexible screen, and that is another trend that we're starting to see.
Todd Bishop is here. We're talking about some of the high or low lights from last week's Consumer
That's right.
Electronics Show. Microsoft was there, and you sent me a lovely picture. They trotted out their NFL version of the Surface Pro 3, which we've talked about, but I was curious whether the Surface Pro 3 without the NFL bells and whistles is going to be the company's hardware savior.
No, not really. And in fact, one fascinating thing about what Microsoft showed at CES behind closed doors, we got to get a little sneak peek of what they were showing. They're focusing now a lot on traditional PC vendors. So they were showing machines from Dell and Lenovo and Acer and Asus.
Wow.
And this is kind of an ebb and flow of Microsoft's PC business. You know, they've also gone into very low-end computers, the $199
right.
ones. But at this show, at least, they were focusing on higher-end computers, notebooks in particular, from their traditional third-party hardware vendors.
Hmm. Interesting. What's the weirdest thing you saw?
It was something called Nixie.
Nixie,
N-I-X-I-E. It's an autonomous, wearable, flying, selfie-shooting drone. You put it on your wrist.
What?
It's like every trend in one. That's why I loved it. You put it on your wrist. Uh-huh. You take it off, and it basically becomes a little copter, and you send it off about 15 feet in the air. It turns around, and it shoots a picture of you. So, yes, it is.
And then it comes back like a boomerang?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it's great, and people will want that. Just briefly, before I let you go, I've got to send people to the GeekWire site, because last week we talked about this test that you dubbed seismologists were going to do at the Seahawks game Saturday, where they were going to measure new earthquake imaging technology. And on your site, you actually have a lovely little example of what happens when Cam Chancellor intercepts and runs for 90 yards.
That's right. It actually registers on the Richter scale when you have the sensors there in the stadium. It's Seahawks fever. It's even going into the scientific community now. And it's fascinating. It's really interesting to see how all these different disciplines are coalescing around the Seahawks. And I guess everybody likes a winner at this point.
At this point. Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Marcy.